On the line with us now, we've got Raniera Pene, who's been on our show a couple times. And I'm thankful for that, especially as we're wrapping up the year. Always thankful for our guests that come on. But he's an Aotearoa Wairua mō te ahiratana o te rā te whānau, te iwi morehu. And as most of you all know, we're talking to different people, different hāhi, but generally different people about how they're celebrating Christmas and how different hāhi are celebrating Christmas here in Aotearoa. And so naturally, we've got Raniera to talk to about this. Tēnā koe e hua, how are you?
Tēnā koe tuaine, kei te pai.
Oh, miharo. Nā reira e hua, as I mentioned before, we're asking different people, different hāhi about how they celebrate Christmas. But I wanted to know, for our listeners who aren't too sure, what are some of those key events or things that te hahiratana or te iwi morehu practice during the Christmas season that might be a little different from other hāhi?
Yeah, tēnā koe tuahine. O te rā koutou e whakarongo nei i tēnei wā. I guess for us, the history of Christmas in terms of our hāhi and our whakapono starts back in 1918. So mōhio ke tātou, the Wairua Tuku Kēnti Rātana, the 8th of November 1918. What a lot of people don't know is that he went through a period of 40 days where he was challenged and trained by the Wairua Tapu. At the end of the 40 days, that's when he assumed the role as Māngai to be Iho's voice on earth. And then he presented that kaupapa to his whānau on Christmas Day, 25th of December 1918. He presented a huge hākari in front of his whare, laid out some mats, and placed the kai there and invited all of his whānau to come along. And so he presented his kōrero to the whānau and he shared with them that he was visited by the Wairua Tapu and the Wairua Tapu appointed him for a mission. Some of his whānau, as you would assume, thought he was a little bit rori-rori. and so he basically said, oh well, koutou e whakapono ki taku kōrero, hara mai ki tēnei taha, koutou kāre ki whakai ki ata kōrero, oi koutou ki te kāinga. and so I guess that's kind of where things started for us in terms of the celebration of Christmas, but I guess for us it's an acknowledgement of what that day signifies, and also a time for us to embrace our whānau. So that's kind of what it is, what it means for us. Nothing too intense and too special, but we do take time during the day of Christmas just to honour and acknowledge the significance of that day and to enjoy kai with our whānau.
Tēnā koe. So on to you. What do you bring to the table when it comes to kai on Christmas Day?
Look, let me just tell you, whānau, that cream power with tuna at the same time. If you haven't tried that, you're not living, whānau, you're not living.
Hang on, break that down for us. How does that look?
So, put your spoon in, get you some cream power, and chuck a tuna on top, put that all in your waha one go. Magic.
Wow.
Magic.
I always say you have to live in luxury to be able to even try that. I remember going to a wedding and there was just craze galore to the point where we were using the craze as our prawa, our rewana for our kina. And then we ended up putting our kina on that and that was magic. But I'm not done power. So you reckon mince power? You reckon mince power or you reckon just that, you know, when it's sliced up, diced up, what's it called?
I kind of prefer the mince power, personally.
Yes, cream, that's what you said, cream power. I'll be at your table, bro. Kia ora. but hey, how else are you celebrating Christmas this year, Ehoa?
Kind of as per usual. I'll be with whānau. We usually always do the ground hāngi thing. That's standard. And then before we have hākari, he wahanga whakamuimiti, he wāhanga whakawhētai, he wāhanga maumahara ki a rātou a ko ehe atu, mai te timatanga o tēnei tau. So those are all the sorts of things, and then we get into our hākari, which, also includes that special combo that I just shared with the motu.
I'm hungry as now. I wish I never asked that question. I set myself up, but you know, naturally, you know, you're talking about the practices, and naturally that means a lot to you. But I wanted to ask, you know, atu I era mea, what does Christmas or this Christmas season mean to you?
I think it's a wā whakatā, definitely. And as most of us acknowledge, you know, this is a day where we acknowledge first of all, the tamo te mata ora, and all of the mahi that he was meant to do. And I guess, you know, it's important to acknowledge that this is quite a contentious discussion in Māori circles, and I think we do need more conversations around it. And I think, you know, while I've got the opportunity, that we need to recognise that e hara tēnei kaupapa, e kaupapa tō ingarangi, you know, and I think we sometimes tie that up, the pipe it up, in comparison to some of the mahi that we learned to our fellows many years ago, but, you know, the way in which they had intended to use that book, the pipe it up, which talks about the tama, is very different in terms of where that book originates, which is the Middle East, not England. Sometimes we forget.
Tēnā koe. Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, in a time where people are using, people are, I guess what they would say is reclaiming their, I guess, re-indigenizing, whatever that might mean, and Christmas isn't a part of that re-indigenizing for some people, and especially for you as a rangatahi in this space, some of the conversations that you may or may not be able to have about your faith, but in saying that, I've seen you in many spaces, and ko te mea nui, ko tō aroha ki ngā tangata, ahakoa te tangata, and so I always see that from you, e hoa. But thank you so much for having a kōrero with us this afternoon about what you're up to for this Christmas, and ko te manako, ai, ka whai koe I tētahi wā, ki te whakatā, ki te whakanui I a koe, anō me tō whānau, e hoa. Nā reira, kia pai tō ahi.
Kia ora tō ahi me.
Che. There you have it. That's Raniera Pene, who's in our Pōtoro Wairua mō te hāhi rātana. O te rā te iwi, mō re hū.